Welcome to this letsworkhealthy.com presentation. My name's Greg and I'll be your host. These short audio casts cover topics that I've previously written blog posts on, and a lot of subscribers have requested that I do audio versions of my articles so that you can listen to them while you're driving or running or anything else. So I hope you enjoy this presentation and be sure to head over to letsworkhealthy.com and subscribe if you're not already a subscriber. Also, you can let me know what you think of this article or any of the others in the comments boxes at the bottom of the articles or by emailing me at greg@letsworkhealthy.com. I really would like to hear from you. I look forward to it. Anyway, let's carry on with it. Today I'm discussing how to crush a job interview. We've all been there, haven't we? You've applied for a job that you really want and really feel that you're suited for. But there's just one problem. You must convince a panel of interviewers. And that's when your stomach churns over and you feel lost. Well, let me tell you how to crush that job interview. I've been through many interviews, and importantly from both sides of the table. This post will give you some tips and tricks I've picked up along the way which have worked for me and have impressed me when I've been interviewing people too. I know the advice that will follow is good advice because I've delivered training on this method and had great feedback that when people follow this advice, they get the jobs they've applied for. So stop and breathe. Okay, this is the hardest part. You may not realize it, but the stage that has the biggest impact on your likelihood of success has already begun, even if you haven't applied for the job yet. You may well be at the beginning of your career or be fresh out of university, but the key to getting this job that you're after is examples. Here's a little secret that not many people will share with you. Interviewers are rarely as expert as you think they are. They may know how to do the job. They may think they know what candidate type they really need, but they're not psychological profilers or personality experts. As such, they need you to make things easy for them. They need to know that you can do what you say you can do, and the only way to be sure is if you give them credible and believable examples. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down with a notebook and your CV and look back at your earliest memories that are relevant to the role that you want. I'll explain a little more about this later, but for now, just sit down and look at all the things you've done since leaving junior school. Clubs you've been in, part-time jobs you've done, volunteer roles you've taken, qualifications you've achieved, and of course, the actual jobs that you've done. I have a unique set of skills. Now think about the type of role that you're applying for and think about the skills that might be necessary for that job. Another top tip here is that unless you're talking about a really specific technical job, like a computer programmer, for example, many jobs require a broad range of similar skills. In interview language, we call these transferable skills, and every employer will be really excited if you can demonstrate them. So let's have a look at a few. Each job will need certain things from you, and the interviewer will be looking for keywords and phrases in your answers. Many of these skills will overlap and are generic, but by way of a few examples, jobs may often require that you can manage your time effectively, can prioritize your work effectively, can interact with other people successfully, including assertively and professionally, can resolve conflicts between yourself and other people peacefully, can run a project effectively on time and in budget, can work in a team, can lead a team, have a strong work ethic, can show initiative, be creative, and be innovative. Here is the kicker though. Anyone can say they're a passionate and great team player, but as an interviewer, I need to know if that is really the case. But what's the good news? It doesn't take a great deal to convince me. Why? Because I'll be interviewing lots of people, and I don't really have time to challenge what you are saying in any great depth. I just need you to stand out from the others, and that's the only thing that you need to remember. Let's get confident. Confidence is key. And here is how you will have it. Getting back to your notepad and your CV, let's carry on with our trip down memory lane. For each of the transferable skills you believe the interviewer is likely to be looking for, the role description and job advertisement are awesome resources to help you here. Identify a time in your life, either professionally or personally, where you've demonstrated that skill. Something that you have done or been involved in, even if it was while you were at school or at university, that would allow you to show you have done the thing that they are looking for. Then, make a note of the activity, experience, or task that you believe fulfills the example, and move on to the next skill. What we are doing here is firstly building your confidence that yes, you can meet that selection criteria. You are the best person for the job. Now all we need to do is communicate that to the panel. Being the best batsman on the day. So, imagine you're standing in front of a set of stumps, playing cricket for your country, bat in hand, and thousands of people in the stands looking at you, and an ace bowler lining up to deliver a knockout ball straight at your stumps. That bowler is your interviewer, and that ball is the question he's about to ask. He is going to launch that ball at you with the intention of giving you every opportunity to show him your worth. He is looking to get a list of perhaps a dozen candidates down to just one, and he does that by asking a series of questions designed to test you on each of the selection criteria. But here's some really great news. He is doing you a massive favour. He's giving you an opportunity to tell him what you want him to know. The question is nothing more than a framework for you to hang your information on. He's simply identifying the topic he wants you to talk about. But the secret here is, this is your chance to tell him how great you are, and it's as simple as that. The question he's asked at this point is almost irrelevant. Let's say he's asked you what you believe is the best way of writing a press release. So, he's bowled his spinner at you, and it's hurtling towards your stumps. But hey, you know the basic steps towards writing a press release to make it successful, and you feel a wave of relief pass over you as you know you can answer the question easily. I guarantee you, you are not the only candidate who knows the steps to writing that press release. If you answer the question using the textbook information that you know to be correct, you are simply pushing that ball aside from your stumps. Yep, you survived the question, but you didn't hit the boundary, did you? We want to smash this ball into oblivion so that you stand out from the crowd and really make an impression. But how? A star is born. To maximize on every question, you simply need to view them differently. Each question is your opportunity to show that you are the best. Of course, you need to give the initial answer to the question to set yourself up for the real show, and that is you giving an anecdotal example of when you demonstrated the core skill they are looking for. It really doesn't have to be the exact thing they asked. Every question has, at its core, a transferable skill. So what is the best way of delivering your killer blow for every question? Using the industry standard STAR method. STAR stands for situation, task, activity, and result. This is a tried and tested technique that helps you organize your answers, and it takes the pressure off you, as if you follow it, you'll cover all the important information. You start off by describing the situation that you found yourself in. You're given the background here, briefly describing why the organization you were working for needed a certain thing done, the difficulties that you were facing, or the details of the problem that needed addressing. Next, you describe the task that was set in front of you, the thing that needed to be achieved to address the situation that you've already described. Perhaps you needed to sell a certain number of widgets in a certain amount of time, or you needed to performance manage a team of undermotivated employees. You now move on to detailing the activity, in other words, what you did and how you did it. Go into some details here, and remember, what you're trying to do is sell yourself as the best person for this job. Regardless of the initial question, you are now telling the interviewer what you absolutely want them to know about you on the general topic that the question set you up to talk about. The final stage is where you give them the result. There's a couple of key points here though. You're using this example to impress upon the interviewer that you've done either the thing that they're asking about or something similar enough to show that you have the transferable skills to be able to have done it. Make sure it's a really good result. If you really want to give the gold standards of answers here though, find a way that the result could have been slightly improved without speaking too negatively about the actual result. Then, using a phrase like, "Ooh, if I was in that situation again," give some detail on how you would do it better next time. This shows self-reflection and growth and is the absolute holy grail of answers. Be careful not to criticize your original result too heavily though. Now, the real secret. You're nervous, right? Well, you needn't be. Sit down now and really think of as many examples as you can for the transferable skills that you may need for any type of job that you're interested in. Lay out your examples in the star format in as much detail as you can. Remember, you can use the same example to demonstrate lots of different skills too. After each example, write down all the type of skills that you can use that example for in a bullet-pointed list. Now, learn them. Inside out and back to front. Learn them as though your life depends on it. Get your friends and your colleagues to test you on them. If your friend says, "Working in a team," you should be able to deliver your star-based example off by heart without hesitation and without referring to your notes. Next, write down 5 or 10 things about yourself that you decide you absolutely must not leave the interview without making sure the interviewer knows. These things are points about you that you're really proud of, like, "I'm great at motivating people," or something like that. Find the best examples you've written, which illustrate those must-say points, and pair them up. Now here's the secret. There is no longer any need for you to be nervous, because the interview is now just an opportunity for you to tell your new employer things you already know off by heart. All the questions represent are broad topics which allow you to select examples that you've already memorized. At the interview, you are simply choosing which ones to share with the panel. They're not really questions anymore, they're just opportunities for you to tell the interviewer something that you've rehearsed a million times. Who cares what the questions are? You're in there to tell them what you want them to know. Get involved. As you can see from this post, I'm trying to give simple practical help wherever I can. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the tips in this post, so it'd be great if you could leave some comments in the comment section over at letsworkhealthy.com. Have you used star-based interview techniques? Let me know, I'd love to hear from you. See you in the next article.